blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and little Garth Brooks bringing us back. That guy is one hunk barbecue. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Wow. You got a little bromance going on. I'm jealous. Jeez, I thought he was like
You thought you were my hog?
No, I thought me and Garth had something. I guess you and Garth got something.
That's right.
No, dude sold out in, what, 3 minutes? Three shows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Half hour, hour. He's like Donald Trump.
Winning but everywhere.
Speaking of Donald Trump, you know, you talk about rock stars and people from the East Coast that just know how to put words together. I got this buddy, and he's another big hunk of meat, and his name is Big Paulie. And he's the only time I get to talk to my boy here is on the show, and there's something wrong with that, dude.
You got to get back east a little bit more, Bob. What can I tell you?
Well, no. I was just there. You were busy.
Well, you know, that's how it is.
I mean, but that's okay. I was hanging out down in Times Square with Webb, so see how that goes.
Great? David's a great guy. He's a great guy. I'm glad you guys were on the show.
Yeah.
You guys are having way too much fun, though. Are they paying you for this or are you paying them?
Yep.
It's having way too much fun.
It's not big bucks, but it's bucks.
Oh,
Webb is on fire, by the way. Big Paulie here is the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. He actually introduced me to David Webb. And David and I have become fast friends, and he's helped me a bunch, and he's helped us with GI Barbecue a bunch. And yeah. I'm happy to tell you, Paul, that I'm heading down. Jop and I are both actually heading down
there
to Fort Bragg here in a couple weeks, and we're going to bring our first load to our boys.
Wow.
To our boys.
That, you know what? That is great. And thank you for doing that. You guys, you know, anything we can do for these people who are serving our country and are often neglected, and, you know, they serve selflessly and very quietly.
They're abused.
But their sacrifice, you know, nothing we do can match their sacrifice they make every second of every day. So on behalf of New Jersey Broadcasters and all the veterans and all the people in the armed forces, thank you for what you're doing, guys.
Yeah, it's easy for us.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun, too, actually.
So, it is a labor of love.
Yeah, so I miss you, man. So...
Yeah.
Let's talk about a little pork. You did some good time working for Uncle Sam down in Argentina.
Yeah, and, my favorite type of pork comes from Washington. Not the state, but Washington, D.C. That bridge to nowhere.
Man, that seems like that'd leave a bad taste in your mouth.
See, I was feeling so good, and you just start making me tense up. Hey, that's okay.
Boy.
We're going to make America great again. That's all I can say.
Yeah, right. Here we go. Get your hat. You know, well, you brought back a lot of memories when you said Argentina. I remember, talk about pork. In Argentina, they had this beautiful pork, like a flank, they would make on the open charcoal, actually wood grill, and it was called matambritos. And it would come out, and you can never do this in an American restaurant, but it'd come out on a plate, and below the plate was elevated a little bit. And below it were hot coals, right from the fire, so they put these coals right in front of you. You know, you probably burn yourself here, and it kept the meat nice and warm, so you didn't have to eat it quickly; it would stay warm. But it was very lightly seasoned. It really was just, you know, a beautiful piece of pork meat, which you put on their barbecue, on their version of an asado. And I think it had a little salt, a little pepper on it. I think a little, like a very, very thin coat of oil or something on it. That nothing much at all, but it was just let the meat speak for itself, and it was just fantastic. It's probably one of the most flavorful things. And by the way, you know, I can tell you this, of all the meats you put on your barbecue, pork is undervalued but very much appreciated when you cook it on the barbecue. Something about that taste just comes right out there.
I agree.
It's so different, you know, so different than anything else, and I think so much more delicious.
Well, it's a value, and you know, I've been really kind of hooked on the Anthony Bourdain show. Watching him travel throughout the world, and he's crazy. He's fun, but you know, in watching him going through France recently, I'm just realizing that it's really America that restricts our restaurants and stuff. Watching what they do over in France, you think these people, they're socialists, blah blah blah. Shit, they let them do everything, man. This dude can.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, I remember I was walking down the streets and the sidewalks in Argentina, and they were all upheavaled and holes in the sidewalks, you know, death traps. And I said to one of the ministers of justice that I was with, I said, aren't you afraid someone's going to fall and get hurt and sue you? And he goes, no, they should watch where they're going.
That's right. Yeah. Why don't we get back to that? That's right.
That's the mentality. It's totally different than here, you know?
So, Jop, I got to tell you something. When Paulie and I get together, I usually beg him and beg him and beg him to do Christopher Walken, because he can make you think you're sitting in a room with Christopher Walken, and I'm really putting him on the spot here. But
no.
When it comes to Argentina...
No, Jop, listen, right now you caught me at a disadvantage, but... I'll tell you, there's a place in Vegas I just come back from called Carbones. You know it. Fabulous. No, seriously, there's a place you should go to. I swear to God, I'm going to send you this, Bob. I walk into this new joint called Carbones at the area, okay? And as you walk into like the reception area, there's like an enormous 8-foot by 4-foot picture of guess who?
Really?
Christopher Walken. I walk in
and you got like hard nipples didn't you?
I said, all I know is this is my kind of joint. Anybody who's got the guts to put Walken up as you walk in, and it's a haunting picture. You know what it is? It's like a little old speakeasy. It kind of reminds you of a speakeasy type place.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a Prohibition era type of...
Did they offer you champagne?
Champagne, yes, and on a rock, I know. But I tell, please, when you get me in a better mood, I might do it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Walking improves exponentially as my blood alcohol level. But
Bob's that way too. No wonder you guys like doing that together. Yeah.
But let me, yeah, Bob. I can imagine. But what a great place! And Bob, I'm going to send you this picture because you got to put it up on your website. People aren't going to believe this when they see it. And it was just really neat. And of course, you know. We were out there for the NAB show, and we had a lot of our broadcasters with us, and probably, I think, one of the most successful NAB shows we've had in a long time.
Okay, and when he says NAB, he means National Association of Broadcasters. That's now, great. You have a convention coming up in June, and,
yes,
and I was supposed to be...
Weber will be there, you'll be there.
Yep, that's right. And I was supposed to be cooking for Dick Vermeil this year, but as it turns out, the prize we were donating got recalled. So
what?
I'm off the hook. Yeah, it's a long story, but I do not have to barbecue for him this year, and I will miss that event because they're so much fun. But,
well, you know, we may want you to do so. We actually, this year, it looks like our grand prize is going to be a beautiful radio, a beautiful HD radio, and it comes in a four-wheel drive carrying case. So maybe you'll win that thing.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's great.
No one's ever given away a car before the State Association. We're hoping to be the first.
Awesome.
So,
all right.
So maybe you'll get lucky this time, old buddy.
Well, I will see you out there. And again, always good to have you on. Paul Rotella from New Jersey. Actually, from Lake...
Lake Walden Paw Pack.
Well, yeah.
That's a closely guarded secret. Don't tell anybody.
Vince already hooked me in on your whole little cove there. I know exactly where you're at. So,
sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Google Earth this. Yeah,
that's
but
right.
Now I'm in beautiful New Jersey and, you know, keeping the state safe for democracy, I hope.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Hey you guys. Job. Be good.
All right. Good. Take care.
Good talk.
Great
to
hear from you.
All right. Paul Rotella. Big Paulie.
The big man. Time for some man law.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Dude, I just went to a lacrosse game a couple weeks ago, and Vicky's hooked me up with a whole basket full of pasties.
How'd the boys like them?
So nice. Oh, it was so good. There's just something about, it was a cold, wicked day, too, and I kept them all warm in a cooler, you know?
Oh, you didn't have them inside your vest
pocket? No, I had them in a cooler, and oh, man, my son Jordan just went nuts. So did Alex, but something about a pasty on a cold day. Really nice.
Yeah, you put a little gravy on it, it's even just that much better.
Yeah, especially, when you're waxing your... Anyway, today's man law is make sure your shoes are always darker than your pants.
Dude, look down. You are breaking your own damn rule.
I got dressed in a hurry this morning.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, they're tan loafers. Yeah. Couldn't help it. Blue jeans are darker and almost everything. I'm going to have to get me some GWs.
Oh, anyway. Hey, we talked a little bit about everything pork. This weekend, get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker and you know what? Make it happen. Pork is relatively inexpensive meat. If you're gonna experiment with that, because you know what? If you ruin it, you might be out $5, but chances are you won't, and you'll have a damn good meal. So I enjoy my pork, and I know Barbecue Bob does too, and I hope you are as well. So enjoy it, and we'll be back with you in just a couple minutes.
Then I've been there before. Everything's all right.